I think many of you are familiar with the United Way, and it's been a great charity for many years, and we're going to try to call out here to the president of the local. Hey, I'm amazed when this works. And we're trying to get Christy Long.
Hi, this is Christy Long.
Christy, Lou Bruno, WRLR, 98.3 FM, the voice of Lake County, and the Tourist Presents Show. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Well, that is great to hear. Oops, you broke up there. Still there with me, Christy?
Yep, I am.
Okay, great. Let me introduce you to the rest of our team here tonight. Ann Walker, our co-host.
Hello.
And Terry Cox, who I think you may have met. You probably met Terry. He's president of Lake County Citizens Corps Council.
I think we've met a couple times.
I think so, too, sir.
I'm guessing, and he's going to be on a little bit later. You probably know Terry. He's been known to hang around with Tim Sasko a bit.
Oh, my gosh. That's a dangerous combination, I think.
No, Tim's a great guy. Now, Terry. And Tim will be joining us a little bit later. But thank you for getting on. And again, I saw some great things, you know, again, in social media about what the United Way was doing. But the United Way, I think, is well known, and you're the Lake County president and CEO. But tell our listening audience just a little bit about what United Way does if they didn't know.
Sure. Well, before COVID-19, we are all about helping kids get a successful start in life. And United Way's work in Lake County has a lot to do with early childhood development, making sure that kids, when they reach kindergarten, they have the skills they need to succeed. And then third grade reading skills are critical. We work a lot with tutors in classrooms, helping kids that are a little behind in reading. And then basic needs, safe and stable families. We know children can't succeed unless a family is stable.
Okay. We've talked about it before on the show. We've had people from the United Way, but also with Tim Sasko and the 211 service hotline. And I don't know if you want to could tell people a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So 211 launched in Lake County at the end of September. And it is basically your first place to connect with to find out what services might be available to you. So in Lake County, anyone can call 211, a landline, a cell phone, and you will be speaking to a very highly trained expert navigator who will help you figure out whatever issues or challenges you might be having. And if there are health and human service agencies, nonprofits, government programs in Lake County that can help you. I will also mention that you can call 211 or you can also text. And if you text, you are texting to 898-211, and you just text in your zip code. And, again, a highly trained person will be on the other end of that text, interacting with you, talking with you, and figuring out if there are local services that might be of service to you.
All right. Now, really, 211's been going just for about a year in Lake County, am I correct?
Oh, just about 5 months.
Just about 5 months, okay.
End of September, she said.
All right, I thought you guys were bad. Or Tim Sasko primarily was here in the spring talking about it. But Lori Nieheim had been kind enough to get on in the past, too. And well, I contacted and she said, well, why don't you talk to Christy? Which, thank you, Lori. we appreciate you doing that. You know, we had been taught, and we had a lot of material about 211 that, for instance, if you needed alcohol or drug counseling, you can call. If you needed a ride, if you were stuck someplace, you can call. If you were older and needed somebody to come over to your house just to help move some heavy objects, you probably get connected. Food assistance, rental assistance, general financial assistance were all available. obviously now a whole group of people, you know, a friend of mine was saying, you know, I'm in the service industry and a restaurant or industry, and I'm going to be out. I'm not going to get any money. I work the bar area. It's closed. And what are those people going to do? And does the United Way, does 211 have a solution for them?
Well, certainly 211 is still the best place to reach out to find out what services are available. One of the things that United Way is doing right now is, in fact, just yesterday, we sent out a very brief survey to about 300 nonprofits in Lake County, trying to find out what's the increase in needs they are having right now, what do they anticipate, especially with the scenario you shared, people that have less hours of work, or they are furloughed at work, or they're, you know, unknown if they're going to have a job. I will say right now, the biggest thing we are hearing is the issue of food. So food, that's what people are really reaching out about. And as you can imagine, I mean, you know, whether you've been gainfully employed and lose your job, or whether you're, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, you know, food is critical. So right now in 211 and from nonprofit agencies, we're hearing a lot of reaching out about foods. And I will say the pantry system here in Lake County is exceptional. It's all supported by the, or many of them are supported by the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And in fact, on the 211 website, 211lakecounty.org, at the very top is information about mobile food pantries and that. So really trying to get the word out. A lot of the food pantries are having to shift their delivery system. So what that means is some of them are doing drive-through. So someone can drive up, get a box of food. They can make an appointment to come in for food. So that's one of the top things we're seeing. We also know things like rental assistance, housing assistance, access to health care, prescriptions, all of that we will start seeing a need increase as well.
Okay. Let me remind the audience that you're listening to the Service Percent Show on WRLR 98.3 FM, the voice of Lake County, broadcasting from Round Lake Beach in our Metro Station studio. I am joined by Terry Cox, as well as Ann Walker. And we have on the line a person that runs a vital organization right now, United Way of Lake County, and who has at the touch of a phone, really, just a few numbers, some real important support information, and that's with the Lake County 211 Service Assistance Hotline. I'd like to make, and Christy, I know this was important to put out to people, and we want to stress it again. If your place is on fire, if you need a police officer there because somebody is doing something that they shouldn't, or you need some help, please don't call 211. Those are not the people to call. Get dial 911 on that one. But if you have, especially at a time like this, if you may need some rental assistance, if you need some non-emergency medical, did I get that out that right, Terry?
Yes.
Non-emergency medical service, you can call 211. If you need some financial assistance, if you just need somebody to talk to, don't talk to cop. I know the cop would like to talk to you. They're very friendly. they are really, all the police departments are out here, believe in community policing and believe in being part of the community, and that the police officer, like the old days when they walked the beat, would know everybody on their beat because they would walk it, and they, but they want to get to know people. But call 211 in that event. Did we distinguish that?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, in the overall, here at the Service Percent Show, because we're an arm of the Community Emergency Response Team of Fremont Township, and we're connected with Lake County Emergency Management, are you guys also, I think you're pretty much integrated into the emergency management system too, is that correct?
You know, I wouldn't say we're at a place that we'd like to be. There's still more work to do. But especially with the COVID-19, we are working very closely with the Lake County Health Department, the Lake County Emergency Services. In fact, before all of this happened, we were meeting and with all of these different partners to figure out how we would all come together and what kind of a role 211 would play with flood relief. So this really pushed us, you know, way out ahead of trying to figure out how 211 can support what all of these other organizations are doing who are pushing out, you know, accurate messages, trying to get the, you know, just accurate information out to everyone in the county.
Right. And believe me, the people in this room and in our radio team have been through a lot of flood relief assistance. That's something we spent quite a time on a couple of years ago. And so your help is vital, and it's likely to come up again, too. Terry, I think you had a point.
And this, this virus is not going to change the floods. If spring comes and we get heavy rains, we're going to be in the streets.
I heard on the radio, was it last night on the news? I don't know if it's changed or not, that we were expecting heavy rainfall in the next day or two.
I saw some tonight. I haven't looked at
it. Tonight or tomorrow.
But there were going to be some pretty heavy thunderstorms tonight.
So we might be.
I can check the weather again.
Might be worried about flooding again.
Yeah.
Now, have you at the United Way seen a increase in calls since, you know, the end of last week, which I think when the crisis really began to take hold on people, and it was like, okay, this means you, you know, we are in trouble. Has there been a spike in calls?
You know, we're in the middle of analyzing that right now. We've definitely, you know, I mentioned food needs. We have seen almost a tripling of calls about food. So one thing I would say to anyone is, you know, do a neighborhood food drive. Think about your, you know, community food pantry or your church food pantry. You know, those are the places that people are going to reach out to first. And we want to make sure that they are well stocked. Was talking with the Illinois Food Bank, and, you know, the grocery stores are donating less because they're selling so much more. So talk about something that each of us can help with in that realm. But we are analyzing the rest of the needs. And we're trying to also figure out, you know, if someone doesn't mention COVID-19, you know, what are the issues they may be sharing that we know could have been caused by that to kind of correlate them all.
Yeah. For those, this wasn't really a necessity, but I'll say a friend of mine. I don't want to give it away too much more, but he really is not a big cook, and he's single. And so, you know, I know he's popping in a frozen pizza in the oven a lot, and he was complaining a bit. He wasn't worried about toilet paper, but he remarked that, you know, in the frozen food aisle, they were out of frozen pizzas. If people were looking, you know, for instance, you know, one item that they needed and they just couldn't find for whatever reason, would you be able to direct them specifically saying, hey, you know, for instance, you know, people have a need for certain types of milk at times, you know, or lactose-free products, but they can't get them. But otherwise, they're okay. Would you be able to direct them to a specific product or get them to a phone food bank that may have, like, you know, powdered milk or something?
Yeah,
that's completely strange.
But. Unfortunately, I just don't think we could handle something that specific like that. There's a potential for that in the future, but just think about the whole system is 4 months old. Right now, we're just trying to keep on top and keep the database up to date on nonprofits changing hours or changing the way they're doing their programs. So just keeping that in the database so people know, you know, Catholic Charities is doing something a little different, or Mano a Mano is doing something a little different, that's been challenging just at that level. So unfortunately, there's nothing there right now that could give us that kind of granular information if someone called.
I think that also would be very fluid. It would probably change from day to day. That would be,
I would imagine, too, yeah.
Be hard to keep track of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember when my daughter, who's now 25, and is hoping he could marry soon, but that date may be very fluid. You know, she had to be on a special infant formula. And if that infant formula wasn't available, I know that there would have been, you know, quite a crisis. So, you know, I don't know whether things like that are available out there.
You know, it probably just has, it's probably site to site. I'm sure any of our nonprofits would certainly work with someone and try to find what they needed. But at the 211 level, that's just not, it's not set up for that at this point.
Yeah. I guess the other thing that comes to mind, because, again, at a town like this, but in general, I mean, we're, Ann does this throughout a number of organizations. Terry does too. But we're volunteers and we believe in, you know, helping out wherever we can. If people now who are finding that their business is closed for 6-8 weeks, or say a high school student, from what I understand, this is not official, everybody, but every educator I talk to or people involved in it thinks that the summer vacation is basically here now for the kids. For the schools that were told, you know, come back in mid-April, and, you know, if a 17, 18-year-old, you know, wants to help out, a volunteer, can they get in touch with you? Will you find places for them?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. It's kind of an interesting situation, and actually we're talking to the Lake County Health Department about that right now. You know, one of the issues is you've got the Lake County Health Department, the CDC, saying stay at home. Mm-hmm. And we haven't felt comfortable in really pushing out volunteer opportunities. But I will say this. Today we sent out a survey to about 100 agencies asking them about their volunteer needs. And we also asked about, you know, can people practice social distancing while volunteering? Can they do it remotely? And what other steps are you doing to keep your staff and volunteers safe? So we're going to be looking at that tomorrow. We know there are needs. What we've heard is a lot of agencies, their volunteer base is over 60, over 65 years of old. And, you know, those are the people who need to stay at home. So we are looking at that right now. I would say, if you are able-bodied and healthy and you're home from college, or, you know, you're sitting at home and certainly reach out to nonprofits in your community. We might have something a little bit structured in a few days. It just all depends on the recommendations we're getting from the agencies who are putting out the messages about how people should be spending their time right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, nothing. My granddaughter's home from school, too. Bradley closed everything and sent the kids home.
Yeah.
Not to beat this drum again, but for instance, I do know the Northern Illinois Food Bank, they need help at their warehouse in Park City. And it's a warehouse, and they feel they can practice social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I talked to one agency who deals with seniors, and they needed someone to help with shopping and to do well-checked telephone calls. And we were able to connect them with a church that had just reached out to us, and hopefully that will work out. So we're definitely doing things behind the scenes. We're just not doing things in a big public way until we really think about the message we're sending.
Right, that's social distancing. I've been working. I worked early voting, and then I worked the general election. And some people came in and they maintained that 6 feet of distance between voters. It was their idea. I'm socially distancing myself.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God, Christy, I presume as the crisis goes on, you're going to get busier and busier. So please let us know, even if you need volunteers. I think, you know, if you don't know how to directly get in touch with us, Lori does. Through Terry and Citizens Corps, or, you know, our CERT teams, and even just broadcasting it out over the station. People truly enjoy volunteering. They help. They find a great deal of satisfaction in helping out, you know, during emergency situations. We saw that during the flood 2 years ago, where people were showing up from all over. You know, when we had the Terry, what was it called?
Resource Center.
The Resource Center. And there was another name.
But Multiple Agency Resource Center.
CERT units, church organizations, Boy Scouts were showing up from all over, saying, you know, we're here to help. And I mentioned this a number of times, but the Red Cross ran that, and they knew they were wonderful. They knew exactly what they needed to do. And as your group reported, so when we would report with our CERT team, they would say, you're working this section, and such organization happened to be a church organization, you're going to be teamed with. I mean, it wasn't, they haven't broken down, so, I mean, you don't need a master's degree to help hand out this or fill out that form, etc. But when you're working, just as a volunteer, with another organization that you may have heard, I don't know that I necessarily like all those guys, and you're going, these are wonderful people. And that's part of the experience from volunteering. Thank you for getting on tonight. I don't know if Terry or Ann has anything to add or ask before we say goodnight, and I'm sure it's a busy time for you guys.
Oh, I'm just glad that Christy is on to promote that 2-1-1 system. I think it's a wonderful addition to Lake County.
Yeah, thank you, Christy.
Thank you for helping us get the word out. It's only good if people use it and know about it. So we appreciate all that you do. And, in fact, my assistant is a CERT volunteer.
Oh, really? Where? What CERT is she at?
She's in Round Lake. Her name is Susan. Well, I'll just say Susan.
Okay.
But she's our safety expert on staff. So she's always sending out hints and making presentations about different things we should be aware of. And she just loves the work of CERT.
Well, good for her. It's probably with Round Lake Beach, and we know several people in the Round Lake Beach CERT.
Yeah, they do a great job, really. They're a very active unit, and they're well-trained. They're really professional. I mean, these guys are professional volunteers. Mm-hmm. They are.
They're Paul's great. Yeah. And not Paul, that's his dummy. Brian. Paul CERT.
Get the right. Brian.
And my job is to keep them all under control.
Yes.
Right.
That's a tall
order.
All right. Christy Long, good luck, and let us know how we can help you at WRLR or our other organizations that we're familiar with.
Thank you very much. We will definitely keep you up to speed and keep information coming your way.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Have a great night.
Okay. You too.